What's going on, everybody? It's John, the Jote, with the Jote Show. And today's episode is going to focus on something that has just been eating at me over the last week. And I maybe a little longer than a week, but definitely the last week. And part of it's because I've been reading a lot of books. And I mean, I guess you could call them self-help books or motivational books, whatever route you want to go down. I've also started going back to school and, you know, just one of the many things that I've put on my plate at this point. It's opened my eyes to so much stuff that I just don't know, mainly because the classes I'm taking are about global ethics. One of the other classes that I'm taking has to do with cultural awareness. I did not know how unaware I was of the world. And I feel like a lot of people feel like they're aware of things. But I mean, I personally, I'm just not. And the more that I read, which I know there's a ton of people, they read every day. I'm just not a big reader. I want to be. In my mind, I'm a huge reader. But when it comes down to sitting down with a book and focusing and just getting it done, as much as I want to, I get distracted. I pick up my phone. I look at the TV and I'm like, ugh. You know, it's just, there's always something distracting me from reading. I'm a wanderer. My mind wanders. So I'll be sitting there reading, and the next thing you know, I'm daydreaming. My eyesight focuses, and I'm looking back at the page, and like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading anymore. But I have, I wouldn't say that I just discovered it, but I have recently dove into the world of audiobooks, and let me tell you, game changer. Because I'm always on the go. I'm either working at a school, or I'm doing a photo shoot, or I'm at a real estate meeting, you know, of whatever sort, or I'm at a Bayou Battlegrounds event, and I'm doing the dad thing. Like, there's just always something. Well, I don't always have time to sit down and pick up the book. So I was like, let me look into audiobooks. I have a book that I've been wanting to read, The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. I know a lot of people either love him or you hate them. That's beside the point for this part. Today's episode is brought to you by Bayou Battlegrounds. Spring into action with Bayou Battlegrounds. As the flowers bloom and the sun shines brighter, it's time to level up your springtime festivities. Why settle for the ordinary when you can turn your event into an extraordinary Nerf battle with Bayou Battlegrounds? We offer fun for all ages, adults, kids, team building. Do you have a birthday party coming up? Maybe you have a corporate get-together. What about team-building activities? A bridal party, bachelorette party? Go to www.bayoubattlegrounds.com to book today. What I'm getting at is it allowed me to listen while I'm going through the process of doing the dishes. So I'm not trying to hold a book and read, you know, while washing the dishes. Like, it's just, it isn't happening. Well, let me tell you. Pop in my AirPods, just start going. And like, I'm noticing, like, I'm doing the dishes, I'm zoned out, just knowledge is coming in. Grant Cardone's The 10X Rule, great book. But I had to follow it up, because one of my goals for January was to read, or I guess in this point, listen. But is there really a difference at that point, as long as you're taking in the knowledge? It was to read two books. I'm pleased to announce that not only have I completed two books, I have started a third one at this point. The most recent book that I read was Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. And me personally, I'm a big fan of Matthew McConaughey. He's got that surfer, hippie vibe, carefree attitude. I love it. I dig the draw in his voice. I know a lot of people can't stand listening to that man speak. But listening to him narrate his book was amazing. It was such a game changer. It just let me know how free you can be and how you should look at things. And I love reading at this point. And that's what I'm getting at. But Matthew McConaughey is a world traveler. You know, he talks about his adventures as he moves to Australia and he does on-location shoots and the lifestyle that he's living while he's doing that, the mindset that he's having while he's doing that, the way he thinks about things, the way he acts on things. It made me think about the way that I act on things and the way that I think about things. Well, I also, like I said, started going back to school. So I'm back in school and we're going through the chapter that I'm on, which is, you know, cultural awareness, and the subject is cultural awareness, but we're at a point to where it's studying like gestures that you would assume is just like a natural gesture. And the big example that they use is a thumbs up. I've spent my entire life thinking of a thumbs up as a universal sign of great job. You know, great job. Are you good? Like anything that involves good is what I recognize when I see a thumbs up. Listen, let me tell you, I did not know that there are in certain parts of the world where a thumbs up is like their form of the middle finger. Could you imagine giving somebody a thumbs up and trying to tell them good job, and in their mind, you're telling them to fuck you? Oh my God, I would lose my shit. Also, in parts of Europe, a thumbs up is in reference to the number one, which, I mean, that makes sense, right? Because most of the time you count on your fingers, you start with your thumb. What I didn't know is that in Japan, the thumbs up means the number five. Now, I haven't quite delved deep enough to understand where that goes, you know, like how, like, I mean, it could be something to do with one of their characters in their language, their written language. I don't know. But it got me thinking. I'm 37. To some people younger than me, obviously I'm older. But at 37, as I'm 37, I don't feel old. But 37, and I've lived my entire life in not just one state, but one part of that one state. Or let's say the majority of my life. There was a few years where I lived after Katrina, graduated high school from there. But that, like, for the most part, I've lived my entire life in my area. And it kind of bothers me. It bothers me that I haven't been more places. And look, growing up, I grew up with a single mom. She took care of four kids. She did the best she could. She was working full time, $9 an hour. And $9 an hour back then, I would say, is probably the equivalent of like $15, $16 an hour now. But, you know, when you have four kids, look, I've got three kids of my own. And having four kids and doing it on your own, mind blowing. I don't know how she did it. But what I'm getting at, we didn't travel. I didn't get to go to Disney World for the first time until 2 years ago. I was 35 when I got to go to Disney World for the first time. Okay. Some people go to Disney World every year since they can remember. I let my past shape how I live my life, my past. Could you imagine doing that your entire life? Just letting your past dictate how you're going to live. Well, I didn't travel as a kid, so it's just like, I never did it, so how could I miss it, right? Wrong, man. So my chapter that I'm reading right now, it breaks down into like levels of knowing of like skills that you lack. And it's got unconscious incompetence, right? That's the bottom. It's like you don't know that you're lacking a skill. That next one up is conscious competence. Like you're aware that there's a skill out there that you don't know. Well, the one above that is conscious competence, where not only do you know that there's a skill that you lack, but you're actively trying to learn it. And then you have unconscious competence, to where you are so good at adapting that it doesn't involve any thought. Like you could just do that skill at that point. Like unconscious competence would be breathing. But we're talking more on a cultural level. So it's just, I've been going down a deep dive, and it's like a self-reflection. And I've traveled. I've never left the country. I've barely left. You know what? I'm lying. I've never left the South. Now, I've been to every state on the Gulf South. I've been to Arkansas. I've been to Tennessee. We know I love Tennessee. But I've never been north of Tennessee. And even then, I've been to Tennessee, but I've only been to one part of Tennessee over and over and over, mainly because I love that part of Tennessee. But that's not my point. I fill my schedule with things to do all the time, whether it's selling houses, taking photos, coaching soccer. I can think of so many reasons of why being more culturally aware is just benefiting. You know what I mean? And it's just maybe it's one of those like self-reflection. I'm thinking of myself as I haven't experienced enough in my life and I still have plenty of it left. With reading, I'm not ashamed to say that I just started like reading on a regular basis or listening to audiobooks. I'm more upset that I didn't start it sooner. You know what I mean? Because I've got a ton of books. I don't sit down. I don't have the focus to sit down and read. If it's on a video, I'll watch it all fucking day. But it's just one of those things to where I'm always doing something. So I have to be up and moving and doing this and doing that. And I'm trying to find better ways to focus, you know, because with me having so much stuff going on all the time, I tend to lose focus. And some of those things, they take a back burner. You know, I would love to say that I'm 100% in all of those things at all of the time. And I'm not. You know, if I'm going heavy on my marketing with my photography, I'm letting my real estate slip. If I'm going heavy on my real estate, I'm letting everything else slip because real estate is extremely time consuming. If I'm at the school and I'm at the school all week, well, that's 40 hours out of the week just gone. Gone. Now, I mean, I can do some stuff while I'm there, but I can't take phone calls, you know, and a lot of my businesses, whether it's, you know, booking events or doing a photo session or trying to show a house, well, those all require phone calls. You know, I can text people and I do text people, but the professional level is I've got to be able to call them. And I mean, if I absolutely need to make a call, could I at the school? Of course. But the problem is, you know, sometimes I can't. So it's just, I'm at that point to where I am trying to mentally change. I'm trying to make myself more aware of things, more aware of my faults, and not so much of like, I want to change who I am, but to accept who I am at that point and to maybe not quite embrace it, but understand it a little more. Like, why am I this way? If I've got a paper due on a Sunday, why am I waiting to a Saturday to do it? Yes, I'm ratting on myself at that point. Also, it's, you know, if I know that I've had people say, hey, we're going to list our house with you, why am I waiting for them to message me when I know damn well they're not going to do it and I need to get up and I need to go message them? Sometimes I lose track. I lose focus. So part of this show is to connect with other people like me, right? I want to connect with other jokes, jack of all trades. For me, it's a John of all trade because I stand by my statement. Why be a jack when you can be a John? I recently came across one of those Facebook things where it's like, oh, share these questions with your spouse and don't tell them, but you're going to write down the answers and then you're going to put it online. Like you don't have your spouse on social media, right? I never do those. I'll go through and I'll read them, but I never share them. I never comment on them until I did. We were in the car waiting for me to get my oldest from school, right? We get off of school at 2:30, 2:40. We have to go get in line to get her because if not, we'll be waiting forever to get through the car ride a line. So we're going through and it's always like, oh, what's my favorite food? And like, luckily, my wife played along because normally when I try to do things like this, she gives me that typical look that a wife gives her husband when he talks too fucking much, because as you can tell, I do that. We get down to a question, and the question was, if I were to be famous, what would I be famous for? And she takes a minute, and I'm sitting here at first and I'm like, I'm curious. I'm really curious to see. Because I do so much, right, between real estate, photography. I like to do art. So it's like, I want to know the closest person to me. What do they think that I would be famous for? And what she said, it just made me laugh. Because it's something that I kind of aspire to do. She goes, well, I picture you being like one of those drink the Kool-Aid kind of people. And obviously, when you hear that, most of you guys will think a cult leader. That's not what she meant. When I get into a book and I read a book and it's like one of those self-help books and it's inspirational books and it's motivational books, I am pumped. I drink the Kool-Aid is what she calls it. So she goes, I think you'd be one of those drink the Kool-Aid type of people. And I sat there and I laughed. I was like, well, in the modern world, we call those motivational speakers. And then we both got a chuckle out of it. And this was only 3 or 4 days ago at this point. But it has been resonating with me because I love the thought of just getting in front of people and having a conversation and telling them, look, do better, want more, because that's my biggest thing. That's what I want for people. I want people to want more out of their life. Not necessarily going to work 20 fucking jobs, but I want you to want more. You don't like the job you're at? Want a better job. You don't like the money you make? Want better money. Don't settle. I can't stand for settling, obviously. So I'm like, okay, obviously my wife is the closest person to me. She's going to know me best. I love that that was what she thought. So then I started asking other people and I put it out on a Facebook, right? And some people are funny. You know, some people take it on a different kind of level. Like they're not really giving me the type of responses that I want because they're being goofy, because I'm goofy by nature. But every now and then I throw something out there and I'm just like, answer me, please. I had somebody tell me to do voiceover work and narrators based on my voice, which I won't lie, I kind of went down a rabbit hole last night of looking through that to see what it entails, and it's a lot. But I'm not opposed to it. One person told me that I would be famous from this podcast. I don't see that happening, but hey, if so, thank you, people. It's just one of those things where I want you to think about it. Because if you would have asked me why would I have been famous, I would have never understood. I wouldn't have known how to answer, because sometimes you don't know yourself as well as you do. You need that outside opinion from people. That doesn't always mean you have to take their opinion and believe their opinion, but it's going to show you this is what people think about you. Because let's be real, when you're famous, you're known by a lot of people. Famous is how you're perceived, how people know you. One of the people on my post, a family relative, goes, well, just famous or rich and famous? And I'm like, well, famous is being well known. So I'm asking, what would I be famous for? Rich? I understand what most people think of when they hear rich, but rich is subjective. Some people like to tell you that they're rich in family and they're rich in culture and they're, you know, let's be real. If somebody's asking if you're rich, they want to know your bank account. I said, no, what, like, famous? What would I be well known for? They didn't respond because let's be real. Most of the time, family gives you the worst advice. You know, because unfortunately, not all family wants to see you thrive and succeed. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother discussion for a whole other episode. So I just wanted to come on here today and share that. Let me know how cultured you are. Like, do you travel? If you travel, what experience do you have that you're like, oh my goodness, I would have never done that. I don't think like that. You know, like, did you give somebody a thumbs up and they got offended? Did you tell somebody, oh, good for you, but you were in Germany and good for you is sarcastic and jealous. You know, could you imagine telling somebody how happy you were for them by saying good for you and they mistaken it as I'm jealous and go fuck yourself? If you got any questions, reach out. By all means, comment on this, share this podcast. I would love to have you on as a guest. If you're a Joat, you've got a bunch of side gigs, you time manage well, let's connect, let's talk. All right, guys, thanks for listening. And tune in next time for another great episode with a guest or me, or spitting out some life lessons that I'm learning while learning them.